Harry McGee. I want to look at, I suppose, the situation that might be characterised as bye bye Michael, hello Jack. The changing of the guard at Finance Minister and Ireland's new EU Commissioner being unveiled, Michael McGrath. We don't know what portfolio he's going to go into, but what's the reaction been here at home? A lack of surprise, I suppose, with regard, first of all, to Michael McGrath's departure.
Yeah, no astonishment in these here quarters at the appointment. I think he probably had a choice, because he would have been amongst the very hot favourites to become Micheál Martin's successor as leader of Fianna Fáil, and that would have been a consideration for him. But, you know, since he's become a TD, he has had a reputation for being a person who is kind of calm, collected, who knows his stuff. I mean, most of the finance spokespeople for the political parties have tended to be smart people who know the stuff. If Louise's colleague, Piers Doherty in Sinn Féin, McGrath, Pascal Donoghue, and before Michael Noonan and Fine Gael, all seem to be very much people who knew what they were talking about. And he has been, he's been a very safe pair of hands as Minister for Finance, and it's very hard to find specific criticisms that can be levelled at him. So he comes in to the European Commission, leaving a very senior role in government and with the reputation for being good on the finance side. So the government's expectation, and he's also in very early. So some of the commissioners won't be nominated until the autumn. They've nominated him very early in the hope that he will get a fairly substantial portfolio. So I imagine that he will get a portfolio in either capital markets, the economy, trade or finance, in one of those areas. Now, I don't think it will be trade. Phil Hogan got trade, but he got that on his second tour of duty. He was made trade commissioner in 2019. That came after he'd already served a full term as commissioner, because the trade one is a very, very central role in the commission architecture. But I do think that he will get a fairly substantial role. So that's Michael McGrath. There was astonishment, a little bit of astonishment at the elevation of Jack Chambers, because he's relatively new and he's relatively inexperienced, and he's never been a senior ministry or a minister, and he's never been in a, well, he was in the Department of Finance for 2 weeks before he became chief whip back in 2020. So he will have a very steep learning curve between now and October, when he drafts his first budget. The summer economic statement is coming down the line. I'm sure he is, he has some handle on the economy. I'm not sure how well versed he is on the economy. He's an unknown quantity at the moment in relation to that. But, I mean, his elevation last week as deputy leader of Fianna Fáil out of the blue, and this week as Minister for Finance, shows the admiration that Micheál Martin has for him. And in a sense, he's almost naming him as his choice as his successor when he decides that he is going to shunt along. So,
although I suppose that the CVs of finance ministers hasn't really mattered. Michael Collins was a post office worker. Ray McSherry didn't have his leaving cert, and Michael Noonan was a school teacher.
A Shakespearean scholar, no less, yeah. But all of them had served their apprenticeship in that finance. They'd become familiar with the finance portfolio and how finance works in the political sphere. He doesn't have that experience, really, so he will have to acquire it, and acquire it very quickly. And the budget in October, it goes without saying, is going to be a critical budget for the government, given that an election will follow in very short order afterwards.
All right. Tim Lumbert, it's the departure of course, every commissioner is Ireland's commissioner. They're not a Fine Gael commissioner or a Fianna Fáil commissioner once they walk through the door. Partisan considerations go out the window. But what portfolio would you like to see Michael McGrath get?
Look, first of all, look, Michael's for a young man, he's a politician that's been around an awful long time. I think he started off in the town commissioner's blowing passage west in the last millennium, 1999. Went to the Corcoran Council, actually a member with myself in 2004. Went to the Dáil, became a TD, and then became Minister of Finance in the last few years. So for a young man, he's done it all in the last 25 years. And I suppose the economic portfolio is what we're really looking for. I think we need to make sure that when it comes to the table of the European Commission, that we have a really strong economic hand. And I think it's important that we look for those kind of portfolios itself. And like we're sending out our former finance spokesperson early to make sure we have the opportunity of getting that. And I think it's a tactical decision, and it's a very appropriate decision. We're not going to wait until next September, October to send out the commissioner. We're sending out now to make sure we actually build a profile to get the job that we're looking for, which will have a huge impact on our society and our economy off the back of that.
Right. Louise O'Reilly, I suppose, as I say, the time for partisan politics in theory ends when somebody becomes European Commissioner. So he's now Ireland's Commissioner designate. What job would you like to see him get?
Well, obviously, a finance or trade portfolio would be preferable. And I think that's, you know, that's what they need to be looking for, and indeed lobbying for, if that's appropriate. I think that is important. We need a commissioner, and more importantly, no matter what role, we need a commissioner that is going to be very firm and is going to stand up for Ireland. We've just sent, in my opinion, two very strong MEPs in Kathleen Funchen and Lynn Boylan, who I know will stand up for Ireland, and I sincerely hope that the new commissioner will do the same.
Gary Gannon, any preferences for portfolios for Michael McGrath?
Preference? No, I mean, I'd like to see us sending somebody who there would have an interest in climate, for example, given the right-wing kind of birth of the new EU Parliament. But I suppose it's going to be something in economic financials. Taxation affairs, I suppose, will come into it. I wish Michael nothing but the best in that role, but I don't really have anything else to contribute beyond
all right.
that.
All right. Yeah. Harry McGee, the discussion of Ursula von der Leyen, if she is the next Commission President, I suppose commentary has not been kind to her because of her initial response that Israel had the right to defend itself, with no mention of the need to protect the human rights of Palestinians at the outset of the hostilities following the October 7th attacks on Israel. Will that criticism play into the view of Ireland and their commissioner by Ursula von der Leyen? Could it?
I don't think it will, because the main political parties of government will support her nomination, even though individual MEPs from Fianna Fáil in particular will oppose her nomination. Barry Andrews and Billy Kelleher have both specifically said that they will oppose her nomination, will not vote for them. Micheál Martin is saying that that's part of a process. I think he's going to try to do a Labour court intervention between now and her nomination to see if he can convince both his MEPs to change their mind. But I don't think they are for turning at this stage. Nominally, she has over 400 MEPs supporting her, but usually 10% or so of MEPs will vote against their kind of European parties. That's the kind of rule of thumb. So if you go back to 2019, even though...
Because it's a secret ballot.
It's a secret ballot, even though the three kind of centrist parties, the EPP, the Socialists and
Renew,
which is the Liberal Party, of which Fianna Fáil is a member, had a relatively healthy majority. She only won the vote by 9 votes in 2019.
And the Greens abstained. She promised stuff on climate and the Greens abstained.
Same, which helped. Green Deal, yeah. So there's a chance that the Greens might support her in exchange for more concessions on the environmental agenda. But then she's also been courting the group that's to the right of the EPP, that's headed by, that's most recognised by Giorgio Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy, and her Brothers of Italy party. And that would kind of create consternation amongst more centrist members of that kind of coalition. But I think she will probably have the numbers, but I think that Micheál Martin will have difficulty persuading the two Fianna Fáil. The two Sinn Féin MEPs will also vote against, as the majority of Irish MEPs will vote against her nomination. And I think the numbers will be tight, but the EPP has more MEPs than it had. And I just think that there isn't anybody else who is really within an ass's roar of getting that particular job.
But no influence ultimately. Commentary and criticism here.
I think it's interesting to note that it will be the EPP with the support of the Brothers of Italy, the far right, and those that will get Ursula von der Leyen elected, if indeed that is the case. I'm very proud that neither Kathleen Funchen nor Lynn Boylan will vote for that particular candidate, and they will be absolutely steadfast about that. And there may be some inner machinations within the ranks of the Fianna Fáil party, but I mean, ultimately, it's very, very obvious where their allegiance lies. And I would be deeply uncomfortable being on the same side, as, to be honest with you, as the like of those far right parties, the Bundes of Italy, etc.
Is Sinn Féin going to stay with its grouping in the European Parliament, or has it made its decision?
I don't think that decision has been made as yet. But I know the decision in relation to Ursula von der Leyen has been very, very clear. We will not be supporting that woman as president of the Commission.
Because if you moved to one of the other groupings, that grouping officially might be given support to her.
And as I said, our MEPs were very, very clear. They will not be voting for
the Socialists. Socialists and Democrats have said they'll be voting for Ursula von der Leyen, but I note that the Labour Party member there has said he won't be also voting for her. But
in those there you go. There's nearly your 10% made up already.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and have a look at issues closer to the building in which we're sitting, RTE.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.